This is CBS Eye on the World with Colonel Jeff McCausland, United States Army retired artilleryman, CBS News reporting, also a visiting professor at Dickinson College and the CEO of Diamond Six Leadership and Strategy. Jeff, the F-16. In the winter of 2022, the Biden administration said that that is too far. We're not going to go there for now. The decision has been not to permit F-16 training and pilots for Ukraine. A year plus later, now the decision is made for aircraft and training. What does this mean to have the best warplane I know available for the Kyiv regime?
Well, John, first of all, I would contest it's the best warplane available. It's certainly a fourth generation aircraft, but the aircraft we're talking about in some cases might be 30 years old. It's not an F-35. And part and parcel of the availability is F-16s from European countries. It's in the aftermath of the Russian invasion. Many of our European partners have now opted to buy the F-35, which will then over time make their F-16s excess. But this is a commitment to longer-term Ukrainian security as opposed to short-term Ukrainian security. It will have no effect whatsoever on success or failure in this upcoming counteroffensive. And even today, senior officials have said, well, we might be able to get this done in about 6 months. Pilots I've spoken to have told me, an experienced Ukrainian pilot who's flown a high-performance aircraft, a MiG-29, let's say, would probably be taught to fly an F-16 in a couple of months. But it's not only the training of the pilot, it's also, as you mentioned a moment ago, the creation of the infrastructure, airfields, refueling, repair, armament, et cetera, that's going to take a substantial a period of time. So this is a commitment by NATO, I think, for the longer-term security. Once we have some form of negotiation about the ongoing conflict right now, how do we make sure that the Ukrainians are outfitted longer term, knowing full well that one thing that's very unlikely to happen is peace to break out in a dramatic way between Russia and Ukraine. Even if there's a settlement, it'll be a fortified border with concerns about something sparking up at any particular moment. But it raises some serious questions for the Ukrainian short term. If the best way to get these aircraft quickly is to send your most experienced pilots for training, do you take your most experienced pilots away from the here and now when you still have a requirement for them for the Air Force you still have? And there are estimates the Ukrainians still maintain somewhere around 80 to 85 high-performance aircraft, 100 or so rotary wing aircraft in their arsenal, which will still be very important for them to provide air support over the battlefield. I think it also is a classic example of what the Ukrainians have said before in all armament, whether it was tanks or whether it was long-range fires and now aircraft. We start out with no, then we get to let's talk about it, and eventually we get to the actual providing of the weapon. So to me, it will bring up in the immediate future more pressure on the Biden administration to revisit the question of ATACMS and longer-range fires. The British also have pushed that issue, as they've done with aircraft, with the delivery of the Storm Shadow. Now, the ATACMS, which is fired off the same platform as the HIMARS, could be integrated into the Ukrainian forces almost immediately and have an effect on the battlefield right now. And they would provide the longer range fires that the F-16s would as well. Certainly, they wouldn't provide the counter-air mission that the F-16s were, but they would provide a significant capability. And at the end of the day, John, when we talk about these weapons and platforms, what we really need to think about them, I think, is in terms of their capabilities. What do they provide?
Colonel Jeff McCausland, CBS News. I'm John Mack.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.